Yeah, this doesn't have any special color. It's just black. Black with a really nice screen on it. It lights up. A little complicated to use, but that's okay. I mean, most of the D-Star stuff out there is complicated to use. But since I've got all the goodies with it, it also has the flashcard stuff where I can add and remove stuff. I can do RT systems or whatever. Whatever I want to do, it's there. So, the price was right. I purchased it. So there you go. And then I own two ID5100s, one on the base, which I'm talking on, and the other one is in my mobile. And I like that radio for the mobile because it's all touch screen. I can see it in the daylight. I can see it at nighttime. So, yeah, I dim it at nighttime. It has an automatic dimmer on it, so I can set the time when the dimmer activates, about 6 o'clock here, and then it livens, kind of comes more to life, to brightness on at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, and I'm never out that early unless I'm going somewhere to, like, a doctor's appointment up in Sholo or whatever. But anyway, that's my go-to radio when I go mobile, and got one here on the base. And now I got this TYT MD380. I'm going to use that for DMR here on the repeater. Yeah, tell Spencer to bring out his radio, and he can utilize a repeater on time slot 1 for Brandmeister and XLX on time slot 2. That's there to stay. It's not going anywhere. I look at this. I've been having a lot of problems with things that happened here in the past on the other frequency. And did I tell you what happened on the other frequency? I guess somebody cloned a bunch of radios here in St. John's and sold them as a GMRS repeater here in St. John's. So that's why the 446-525 took a dump. That's why I turned it off and sent it over to Jimmy. I sold it to him. So, anyway, yeah, I couldn't believe that when I heard that.